to the story now of an unlikely spy. It begins in the West Bank in the 80s and 90s, where the Youssef family were like royalty among Palestinians because of this.
We started the Islamic Revolution Project as a family. That was our business.
Mosib Hassan Youssef told me he was the prince of that family, the heir apparent. Youssef's grandfather was a popular imam, and his father, one of the founders of the militant Islamist group Hamas.
And he inspires many Muslims around the world, not only Palestinians.
You're the oldest son in your family. Was the expectation that you would follow in your father's footsteps?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody was thinking that one day I will be the next leader.
But Mosib Hassan Youssef didn't become that leader. He chose instead to give away Hamas's secrets, working as an undercover agent for the Israeli security service Shin Bet. It's a decision he explains in his new book, Son of Hamas. Your book opens, you were arrested, you were tortured, you say, and yet you were also at the same time approached. That was the initial approach by Israeli security, by Shin Bet, to ask you, will you work for us? Tell me, how did they do that? What happened?
They offer everybody to work for them, including terrorists. And I wanted to take advantage of that and take revenge from them. So this is why I agreed to work for them.
So initially, you agreed to work for them, but with the intention always in your mind of turning it against them and taking revenge.
Yes, that was my goal, to be a double agent and take revenge from who tortured me, arrested my father, killed my people. And I thought if they trust me, it will be much easier for me to fool them.
That was Mosib Hassan Youssef's plan. But meanwhile, he was transferred to a camp with other Palestinian prisoners. Factions there were on the lookout for Israeli spies. They tortured those they suspected, putting needles under fingernails, burning off body hair. Watching that, Palestinians harming other Palestinians, Youssef, for the first time, began to see the world differently.
Simply, I was very disappointed of the evil inside us. What I supposed to be between people I want to sacrifice my life for. And my family dedicated their lives for, and I found that they were torturing each other. It opened big questions in my mind, questioning if Israel is really our enemies. I believed at that time, and I still believe, that occupation is a problem. And every nation has its right to establish and decide their destiny. But we had enemies more dangerous than Israel, and those enemies lived within us.
Shin Bet gave Youssef the codename Green Prince. Green for the Hamas flag, Prince a nod to his father, a king within Hamas. How did it work once you started working for the Israelis? Did they give you an assignment? What kind of information were you providing?
In general, the Shin Bet gave me lots of information. Since I'm the son of that culture, the son of that movement, I was born in the heart of the Hamas movement, and I had one of the best social networks inside this movement, which allowed me to be able to analyze any type of information.
The Israelis also gave you money, paid for you to go to college, were very nice to you. I mean, some people will look at this story and say, you sold out. You sold out your people for Israeli money. What's your response?
Yeah, if I was sold out, it wouldn't take 3 years to end up really working with the Shin Bet. Second, if I sold my people out, why would I care about their lives? Many Palestinian leaders, they could get killed. And I was insisting that I cannot be a part of killing.
You write that you tried to protect members of Hamas, even
yes,
as you were
not to protect them.
I
wanted them to be behind bars. And I worked very hard to arrest them. So somebody who's really cheap to give information about his people for money, he wouldn't care about a human life, especially those people who want to kill me today, by the way. And if they discovered me, they would kill me without hesitation.
Today, Mosib Hassan Youssef has stopped working for Shin Bet, though he's clearly proud of his work with the Israelis. He does talk of his love for the Palestinian people and for his family. Your father is still alive, still a leader of Hamas in an Israeli prison today. What was his reaction when you called? You told him yourself, didn't you, that you had been working for Israel all those years?
He was silent. This is a huge shock for him. It's hard to believe. To be honest with you, what we did is much better than what Hollywood can do. We fooled Hamas, we fooled Israelis, we fooled the Israeli politicians, we fooled Palestinian politicians, everybody. Our goal, of course, was a noble goal, to stop killing. But we had to fool everybody in order to do it.
Was that your last conversation with him?
I talked to him a few days before the release of the book, and I told him there is going to be a big storm. I asked him to disown me because I know that this is going to be very, very hard for him. He told me this is not an option. He knows how much I love him. I really put my life at risk to protect him. He knows this in his heart. But what he doesn't appreciate, why did I go public with this? Because it is very embarrassing for him. But I crossed all the red lines in order to open the way for other people not to be afraid, not to be ashamed of saying the truth and challenge their leaders and their society.
I should mention there's a final twist to your story, which is that you turned away from Hamas, also from Islam, and you've now converted to Christianity. You're now living based in California. Do you think you will stay here in the States? Would you like to?
I belong to that area, and I hope that one day I will be able to go back.
Go back home.
Yes. I know this sounds impossible at this moment, but I love my country, the culture, I love the people. I'm not going to go to hide. I believe in what I'm doing. If the cost is my death, I will be willing to pay this because, you know, I could be killed a long time ago for stupid reasons. So today, at least, if I die, I will die for a very good reason.
Mohsib Hassan Youssef. His new book is Son of Hamas. Read an excerpt at npr.org.